And I'll.
Oh yeah, thank you, Adriana.
Good.
She's doing it. Okay. The public's coming back in. We were discussing Mackie Moore's motion regarding the approval of funds. It's on the slip. Adriana had made an amendment to add the word maximum before 1500 and after the first sentence.
Respect the chair.
And then after the first sentence, she had added the invoices will be sent to the business manager, at which point we had Adrian who had an amendment to Adriana's motion. Can you state your amendment?
Yeah, this is one tiny thing that I've already discussed with Adriana. So I respectfully move that up to $1,500 as needed, I just want to add the word as needed, be made available, blah, 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 and the rest is Adriana's status.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment, to the amendment?
I accept the amendment.
Okay, is there an objection?
I have a subsidiary motion. Since we're so close to the end of the meeting, should we extend for 20 minutes past 10 p.m.?
We have another meeting. We have a next meeting. Why should we extend?
Yeah. Okay,
that's
fine. And
can we
call both? Stop. Okay. So it's my understanding that we have to finish this this business before we close anyway, correct? So if we go over time, we have to finish this.
Okay, great.
Okay. So we have an amendment to amendment on the floor. Is there an objection to inserting the words as needed after the amount 1500? Okay. So now we're moving back to Adriana's original amendment.
An amendment as amended by Adriana.
The double amendment is I respectfully move that up to 1500 as needed be made available, blah, 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 to the period. And then the second sentence would be the invoices will be sent to the business manager.
I thought we eliminated that whole thing.
We've already discussed this a bunch.
Call the question.
Call Adriana?
I call the question.
Great. All those in favor of the amendment to this motion, just the amendment, all those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Everyone. No one is against, so the amendment passes. Now we're back to the original motion.
I call the question.
I thank you.
Great. We're voting on the original motion as amended by Adriana and Adrian. Matthew, would you like me to read it since I have all the amendments on hand? Okay. I've been asked to read it before we vote. I'm going to keep doing it. You're the one who asked.
I did, but you didn't listen to what James said.
I respectfully move that up to $1,500 as needed be made available to the KPFT MSRC committee for the purposes of purchasing job site services to assist the effort of hiring a general manager. The invoices will be sent to the business manager. The aim is to reach a pool of candidates as broad as possible, which will require the use of paid job sites. Each site has an approximate entry price of $250, and the requested sum will allow the MSRC to select 3 to 4 of the most impactful sites to be used in addition to free job sites and the Pacifica KPFT websites. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Required 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No objections. The motion passes. We still have 9 minutes, friends.
Okay.
I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
We're back on minutes approval. We have 4 minutes to approve. The first one is September. Ted and Adriana work on this. It was sent.
I move to approve the minutes, the September 13th.
Is there a second?
I second.
No objections.
Are there objections?
No.
Corrections.
We're up on minutes approval September. Do you object to the approval of the September minutes?
No.
They've been revised in a subcommittee.
No objections or just corrections?
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. Any corrections for the September minutes?
They can submit
Yes, I do. I got an excused absence for that meeting. And even
did
on
you read
minutes that she sent.
Is her excused absence in the meeting?
Yes. Mm. Robert Martin for suspend the rule and excuse Adrian and Casey. Read the minutes.
What's the objection?
I guess I read the former ones. I apologize.
Thank you. Are there any other corrections? Okay, the September minutes are approved. Next, we have this 11-6 meeting. This meeting, I'm ruling, and man, we probably don't have time for this, but I'm ruling that this meeting did not have quorum, as only 12 board members were in attendance. We can accept the document as a record of the meeting, but they are not officially LSB minutes. If you look at the pink tag, it's bylaws article 7 section 7 about quorum. Robert's rules section 32 page 291 also says that resignations must be submitted in the meeting orally or in writing. In section 47 of Robert's rules page 467 on filling vacancy, it says that the officers of a body have to be given the right to do business between meetings, specifically in the bylaws or standing rules. Our officers are not given that right in our ruling documents. So we cannot make decisions about filling vacancies until we are in a meeting. If someone would like to challenge the ruling of the chair on that.
No, ma'am.
I challenge it.
Ooh. Challenge the ruling of the chair. Is there a second?
A second.
Is there an objection? Yes, I get to speak for myself. Then we'll have three speakers for and against, and then I get to speak again. This meeting, there's 24 people on our board. Quorum is 13. Two people resigned before the meeting. It is both our custom and our rule, according to Robert's Rule of Order, that we don't accept resignations until the meeting that happens after the resignation is given. For example, Nick Economidis resigned via email. He did not come to this meeting. We accepted his resignation. PK resigned before this meeting. She has not given her resignation. We did not accept her resignation at this meeting because of that. Therefore, because of custom, because of our bylaw, and because of Robert's Rules of Order, I'm ruling that this meeting did not have quorum. Would someone like to speak against me?
I will.
Adrian.
Article 4, Delegate Section 9, Removal of Delegates, states, any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. One, said delegate's death or resignation. Which means that the moment that someone resigns, I know it's our custom to vote on it, but the moment that someone resigns, that's an act, they cease to be a delegate. On Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 7, Quorum and the Approval, a quorum at any meeting of an LSB shall be a majority of the then currently serving LSB members, not including the station manager. At that meeting, we had 22 then currently serving members. Two people had resigned. And once you resign, you cease to be a delegate. At that point, we had 22 delegates. Quorum is therefore met at 12. If quorum was always 13, then because we have 24 board members, it would not say then. It would always be quorum is always 13.
That's time. Dwayne, I have you on stack, Adrian.
Madam Chair, can I defer to Adriana and come back to me?
Sure.
Because I think her point may be before you make.
The first thing is when we talk about the bylaws talk about what was written was what we are talking about officers. Our LSB decide that about delegates that are being voted by our membership. We have the meeting before that meeting that we are referring to. Mr. Larry Harris, Lars Harrington. He resigned, and this board didn't accept his resignation. It means, did the board accept that is the practice? Jerry Lynch left our room saying that he resigned. He came back a few minutes later and we accepted. Alexandria Carter did the same. It means, did the board accept the resignation? They are not. The board need to have the 24 members. That's why we have quorum first, then we accept resignations and we replace.
you've spoken, so I'm going to let Jim speak.
Absolutely.
Jim?
Yeah, I'm speaking for the motion, not. This shows that we'll fight over absolutely anything and everything.
That really wasn't for.
Right.
Was that supporting me or
against
me?
He can say what he
wants
to say.
I'm telling y'all fight over anything.
That really wasn't.
Okay, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, I believe your
point is not well taken.
Thank you.
I challenge
Dwayne.
Madam Chair, I believe in the end that reasonable members are going to support you in this because some of us who have institutional knowledge know that we have a bifurcated bylaw, meaning that when you read bylaws often, you get confused what applies to a local station board as opposed to what applies to a PNB member, which is described by different terms in our bylaws. So if you want to go that way, that's why I often tell y'all, interpretation is up to the majority, whether you're at the PNB or the local. They can be wrong, but as long as they got the majority, they interpret it the way they want to interpret it. But what we have done institutionally interpreted was that the PNB triggers that, what she's read. But as it relates to the LSB, it does not trigger, not only from standing procedures and process, but even in the effect of the way the bylaws are written, that you have to come back in session as an LSB and make a determination for a replacement. You can't escape that fact.
Point of order.
Adrian, you're next on staff.
Again, I will state.
I know, I'm alternating.
Adrian, switch sides.
Adrian.
If quorum was always met at 13, nothing more, nothing less, then there would be nothing in Article 7, Local Station Board 7, Quorum and Approval that says that a majority of the quorum at any meeting of an LSB shall be the majority of the then currently serving LSB members. The moment that we had two resignations, we had 22 delegates, and quorum was met at 11. And the reason why, Jim, by the way, I'm going to use my time to tell you the reason why this is such a heated debate is because that was Jaime's third unexcused absence, and Adriana didn't get an excused absence for that meeting either. So if this is found to be not quorumed, then I guess we'll have to call Jaime and ask him to come back to the board because we let him go for that third excuse absence for a meeting that didn't even meet quorum apparently.
She has the floor.
He was fired.
But that is time. That's all the speakers I had for this, unless there's an extension of debate. Adriana. Okay. All those in favor, and that means in favor would mean let's just do supporting the chair or not supporting the chair. So I'm saying that there was not quorum. If you don't support me, then you're saying there was quorum. All those supporting the chair saying that there was not quorum at this meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those not supporting the chair saying that there was quorum at the 11-6 meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4. My standing stands, and so there was not quorum at that meeting. We've reached 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Rafael. Ted, you called quorum in that meeting, by the way.
There's a move to adjourn. Is there a second?
We have the approval of the November 6th minutes as they are on the floor. Can we just approve them and then vote?
You're right. Are there any corrections to the minutes besides the fact that there was not quorum?
Nope.
Okay, then those notes are approved.
Thank you.